fairy tales. Robert Ludlum's Deer. Chapter 29. Frederick and Catherine. There was once a man called Frederick. He had a wife whose name was Catherine, and they had not long been married. One day, Frederick said, "Kate, I'm going to work in the fields. When I come back, I shall be hungry, so let me have something nice cooked." Then he left her there. "Very well," said she, "it shall all be ready." When dinner time drew nigh, Catherine took a nice steak, which was all the meat she had, and put it on the fire to fry. The steak soon began to look brown and to crackle in the pan, and Catherine stood by with a fork and turned it. Then she said to herself, "The steak is almost ready. I may as well go to the cellar for the ale." So she left the pan on the fire and took a large jug and went into the cellar and tapped the ale cask. Then she looked down into the jug and Catherine stood looking on. At last it popped into her head, "The dog is watching us. Maybe we're in the way with the stake." That's what fooled her. So up she ran from the cellar, and sure enough, the rascal could have got the stake in his mouth and was making off with it. Away ran Catherine, and away ran the dog across the fields, but he ran faster than she and stuck close to the stake. "It's all gone, and what can't be cured must be endured," said Catherine. So she turned round, and as she had run a good way and was tired, she walked home leisurely to cool herself. Now all this time, the ale was running too, for Catherine had not turned at the clock, and when the jug was full, the liquor ran upon the floor till the cask was empty. When she got to the cellar stair, she saw what had happened. "My star," said she, "what shall I do to keep Frederick from seeing all this talking about?" So she thought a while, and at last remembered that there was a sack of fine meal off at the last fair, and that if she sprinkled this over the floor, it would suck up the ale nicely. "What a lucky thing," said she, "that we kept that meal. We have now a good use for it." So away she went for it, but she managed to set it down just upon the great jug full of beer that upset it, and the small bit ale that had been saved was set swimming on the floor also. "Ah, well," said she, "when one goes, another may as well follow." Then she strewed the meal all about the cellar, and was quite pleased with her cleverness, and said, "How very neat and clean it looks." At noon, Frederick came home. "Now, wife," cried he, "what have you for dinner?" "Oh, Frederick," answered she, "I was cooking the steak, but well, I want to draw the ale, the dog ran away with it. Well, I ran after him, the ale ran out, and when I went to dry it, the ale with the sack of meal that was caught up there, I upset the jug. But the cellar is now quite dry and looks so clean." "Kate, Kate," said he, "how could you do all this? Why do you leave the steak to fry and the ale to run and then spoil all the meal?" "Why, Frederick," said she, "I did not know I was doing wrong. You should have told me before." Her husband thought to himself, "My wife manages matters thus, I must look sharp myself." over all my money. How came you to do such a thing? Why, answered she, I did not know that there was any harm in it. You should have told me. Catherine stood musing for a while, and at last said to her husband, "Harkee, Frederick, you will soon get into the deck. Let us run after the thieves." "Well, we will try," answered he. "It takes butter and cheese with you, and we may have something to eat by the way." "Very well," said she, and they set out. And as Frederick walked the fastest, he left his wife some more behind. "It does not matter," thought she, "when we turn back, I shall be so much nearer the home than he." Presently, she came to the top of a hill, down the side of which there was a road so narrow that the cartwheels always chafed the trees on each side as they passed. "Ah, see now," said she, "how they have bruised and wounded in those poor trees. We will never give up." So she took pity on them and made use of the butter to grease them all so that the wheels might not hurt them so much. While she was doing this kind office, one of her cheeses fell out of the basket and rolled down the hill. Catherine looked, but could not see where it had gone, so she said, "Well, I suppose the other one will go the same way and find me. He has younger legs than I have." Then she rolled the other cheese after it and away it went. Nobody knows where, down the hill. But she said she supposed that they knew the way, and would follow her, and she could not stay there all day waiting for them. At last she overtook Frederick, who desired her to give him something to eat, and she gave him the dry bread. "Where are the butter and cheese?" said he. "Oh," answered she. were